When the animal should stay back and the chaplain should go first. One of the most important forms of wisdom in pet-assisted chaplaincy is knowing when the animal should stay back and the chaplain should go first. This matters because some ministry settings are too vulnerable, too uncertain, or too emotionally complex for the animal to lead the encounter. The presence of an animal can be helpful, but it should never replace discernment. Sometimes the chaplain must first establish safety, trust, and clarity before the animal is brought closer. This is especially important with children who are fearful, individuals with sensory sensitivities, people with trauma histories, those who communicate nonverbally, and anyone whose emotional state seems unstable, guarded, or hard to read. A common mistake is to think the dog will help break the ice and then move the animal forward too quickly. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it does not. Sometimes the better ministry choice is for the chaplain to speak first, observe first, and let the person watch from a distance. You might begin with something like, "This is my dog, and she is very calm. She can stay right here while we talk." Or, "You do not need to come close. We can just visit for a minute first." That kind of framing tells the person they are not being rushed. It also gives the chaplain time to read what is happening. Is the person curious, afraid, rigid, excited but impulsive, withdrawn, overstimulated, wanting to control the interaction too fast? When the animal stays back, the chaplain can establish human connection first. That may include a greeting, a few simple questions, a calm explanation, or just a quiet presence. Only after that should the chaplain decide whether bringing the animal closer is wise. In some cases, the answer will be yes. In other cases, the answer will be not yet. And sometimes the answer will be no. That is not a failed visit. A meaningful ministry encounter can happen even if the animal never comes within reach. The person may simply need to know they were respected. They may need to know they were not pressured. They may need to experience a chaplain who noticed their discomfort and adjusted without making them feel difficult. That itself can build trust. This also protects the animal. When the chaplain goes first, the animal is less likely to be rushed into a setting where grabbing, crowding, screaming, or emotional escalation could happen suddenly. The chaplain can assess whether the animal's presence will actually help or whether it may increase strain. A mature pet-assisted chaplain does not use the animal to avoid human skill. The chaplain still needs to introduce, observe, pace, guide, and decide. The animal is support, not substitute. So remember this clearly. Sometimes the wisest thing you can do is let the dog stay back, keep the leash closed, and go first as the minister. That is not less pet-assisted chaplaincy. That is better pet-assisted chaplaincy.